Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to our 15th session or panel. The title of the Southern Struggle Still Exists. We've been talking all throughout the conference about Malcolm and his relationship to various aspects of our struggle. One of the things that was brought out in some of the discussion yesterday had to do with the historic relationship between Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and the geographical the difference in our struggles in the during what we call the civil rights period. That is, King working primarily and influencing primarily in the South, and Malcolm with the urban phenomena and working in the North. When we talk about the struggle, since so much of what we view is media-directed or media-influenced, when people say the struggle, they normally think about the civil rights movement or the civil rights struggle. And so when we talk about, does the Southern struggle still exist, that's immediately an image that comes to mind. If we assume the validity of some of the analysis yesterday in terms of the difference of some of the analysis yesterday in terms of the differences in approach between Malcolm and King and the different areas of battle that they undertook, it's interesting to note where we stand today. Many of the conditions that were absent during the earlier part of the civil rights struggle are no longer that much different from the conditions that prevailed in the North. Many of the obstacles that had been placed in front of African Americans in the South that differentiated our status from those of the status of those people in the North have been changed as a result of the successes of the civil rights movement. And so no longer is that struggle one of the formal integration of the society, that is, the ability to vote, the ability to be involved in an integrated situation. So we don't have such a great disparity anymore between Southern conditions and Northern conditions. And so that leads us into a discussion of the struggle as it exists today in the South and what is going on, as well as also talking about some of the particularities of the Southern region that still make it a very distinct and in some ways separate kind of thing from what's going on in the North. We're going to have two additional panelists that are not on your program, Donald Stone and Fulani Sunni Ali, who will be introduced separately when we get to their place on the program. Please take notes. We will have a question and answer session. We're running a little bit late, so we're going to have to be very conscious of time. We're going to start off the presentations with a presentation by Donald Stone, who is a new addition to the panel. And I'd just like to give you a little bit of background on Donald. He's been active in the community for over 30 years. In the early 1960, shortly after he graduated from Morehouse in Atlanta, he joined SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and he ultimately became that organization's deputy chairman. Since that time, Stone has continued to work as a writer, a historian, a researcher, organizer, etc. Just completed a book, The Fallen Prince, which is a biography of William James Edwards, who's an earlier 20th century Alabama educator. And Stone is going to talk something about the historic background of the South and focus on some of the research that was involved in his work and put some of this in some kind of a context for the further discussions. So we're going to start with Donald Stone.